Good evening. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. Tonight, the weather in Israel is calm with a gentle breeze. In Jerusalem, the evening is clear and cool. Tel Aviv enjoys a mild night, while Haifa has a touch of cloud cover. It's a pleasant night for those out and about. Here are today's headlines. First, according to Iranian state media, Iran has submitted a response to the U.S. ceasefire proposal via Pakistani mediators. The focus is on ending the war in the region. This reporting is from the Jerusalem Post, just in. Also, the IDF conducted overnight operations in southern Lebanon. Meanwhile, Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps has threatened U.S. bases and ships following attacks on Iranian tankers. This news comes from I-24 News, reported 11 hours ago. Also this hour, IDF Chief Zamir stated, "The IDF cannot function without women," during a security briefing. He addressed the integration of women in armor and the enlistment of Haredim. This update is from Walla, earlier this hour. Separately, Hezbollah released video footage showing an explosive drone hitting an Iron Dome battery. The IDF had previously attempted to conceal this incident. Mariv reported this 26 minutes ago. And finally, the UAE, Kuwait and Qatar report drone attacks as Iran ramps up its threats. Abu Dhabi blames Tehran, while Doha and Kuwait City have not named attackers. South Korea reports its ship was struck last week by an unidentified aircraft. This is from the Times of Israel within the last half hour. Here's what people are saying online. OSINT613, an open-source intelligence analyst, shared a recent photo of an IRGC Aerospace Force pilot with a Shahed-129 drone. The drone appears equipped with advanced guidance and intelligence-gathering systems. Avi Kanner, a commentator, condemned politicians he claims are exploiting the October 7 Hamas attacks for political gain. He criticized them for prioritizing personal interests over national duty. Amichai Stein highlighted a statement from Donald Trump. He mentioned possible continued military action against Iran for another 2 weeks, with specific objectives possibly 70% accomplished. Now, for more on those stories. Starting with Iran's response to the U.S. ceasefire proposal. The discussions, reported by the Jerusalem Post, aim to de-escalate regional conflict. The involvement of Pakistani mediators highlights the seriousness of the negotiations. A resolution could significantly impact regional stability and diplomacy. Turning to the IDF's operations in southern Lebanon, I-24 News informs us that tensions have heightened following attacks on Iranian tankers. The IRGC's threats against U.S. assets add a layer of complexity to the situation. This could potentially lead to broader military engagements in the region. Meanwhile, IDF Chief Zamir's comments on the role of women in the military, as reported by Walla, underscore ongoing debates about gender integration. His remarks come amid discussions about the IDF's diversity and operational effectiveness. The outcome could influence future military policies. Separately, Hezbollah's release of drone footage, covered by Mariv, brings attention to vulnerabilities in Israel's defense systems. The footage challenges previous IDF statements and may impact public perception and military strategy. And on the diplomatic front, the Times of Israel reports on drone attacks in the Gulf. The accusations against Iran by the UAE reflect growing regional tensions. These incidents highlight the fragile security dynamics in the Gulf affecting international maritime routes. Turning to business and markets. First, Mariv Business reports a surge in investor interest in Limassol and Cyprus. Israeli investors are increasingly targeting these areas for international real estate opportunities. Separately, Globes reveals that the shekel is expected to continue strengthening against the US dollar. Analysts caution, though, that various scenarios could alter this trend. And finally, Ynet Business reports that BST Group will construct a new NVIDIA office tower in Yokneam. The 43,000 square meter project represents significant investment and development in Israel's tech sector. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 7 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.